There are some 2.5 million Syrian refugees in Turkey, with about 330,000 in Istanbul alone. They've all gone through the trauma of war. Syrians in Turkey do not enjoy the legal benefits of official refugee status. They're labeled as guests under a temporary protection scheme. The government has spent billions on state-of-the-art refugee camps, but up to 90% of Syrians don't stay in them because they can't work there. They live hard lives in a foreign country, many of them working 12 to 16-hour days without work permits and for very little pay. But there is one place that offers a glimmer of hope and helps people's souls through music. More from Nick Ashdown.
About a dozen people stand in a circle in a dingy, fluorescent-lit basement in central Istanbul. Most of them are Syrian refugees. Many have lost family members, and all have fled to Turkey with little more than the clothes on their backs. Many are psychologically devastated, but here, they're smiling, laughing, and singing. Omar Awad is from Damascus. The young man heard about a choir called Mosaic from friends and is happy he came to see it.
This is the first time I listened to them and I like them so much. You know, I'm just feeding my soul, you know, because I love music.
The singers meet here every Thursday evening. Awa tells me the song they're singing holds special significance to them as Syrians. He explains what the lyrics mean.
I will write the name of my country on the sun that's always rising, always in the sky, and he's showing his love and saying his love to his country, so that's why I like it, that's why we all like it. You know, all my body gets numb every time I listen to it.
Maisa Al-Hafez, a 32-year-old music teacher from Damascus with long dark hair and a big smile, is the conductor. She plays an old keyboard while instructing the choristers in both Arabic and English. Then she begins to slowly pace around the room, listening to each singer. Al-Hafez tells me Syrian songs can be quite political, so she picked this one very carefully.
All the Syrian people, even the people who loves Assad and who hates Assad, they love this song. So it's nice when you forget about all these political things and just sing music.
The choristers are reading the lyrics from their phones. Al-Hafez sent them on WhatsApp. She taught them how to read music and how to sing. Al-Hafez used to run a music center in Damascus, but when the war started, she fled to Lebanon, where she gave music classes to children. Later, she came to Istanbul, where she struggles to support herself by giving piano lessons. She says the inspiration for starting Mosaic came when she herself joined a Turkish choir.
I loved that, being with them. I found myself in a very strong position when I sing with them. Singing and with a group gave me a family sensation. Since I was here alone and I had no one from my family. So that's why I wanted the same thing for the Syrian people.
To her delight, 35 people showed up to the first class.
And that it's a sign for me that, okay, there is a death and there is a war, but still the Syrian people love to sing, still they have hope of something good will happen.
One of the choristers is a soft-spoken 33-year-old from Kamishla in Syria's north. He fled his position with Bashar al-Assad's forces because he didn't want to kill anyone. Because he fears for himself and his family, he doesn't want his name to be used. He tells me about the important role that music plays in their difficult lives.
I will ask you, can you imagine the world without music? Doesn't work. Some way or another, we need it. So it gives you hope looking for the future.
Istanbul alone is home to 330,000 Syrian refugees. Many struggle to support families working illegally at jobs where they're exploited. All the while, their minds are on their loved ones back home. Rami Alusi is a 20-year-old member of Mosaic from Damascus who sings and plays the guitar. He's lived in Istanbul for 3 years and speaks Turkish at a conversational level. Now he works a decent job as a shop clerk, But he tells me it's very difficult when you first come here as a refugee.
You know, in general, it's hard. Stress, taking care of the family, you have all your mind and thoughts in your relatives in Syria, you know. Anyone could die in any moment there, so you just stay stressed and your thoughts are totally in mess.
Alusi tells me that Mosaic serves as a community for the choristers. It's a refuge from their hard lives in Istanbul, a form of therapy even.
You are releasing something, you are, you know, talking to people, playing music, you are having fun. You add some colors to your mind. So yeah, it helps actually.
The choristers sing not only in Arabic, but also in Turkish, Armenian, Assyrian, and Kurdish. Most are Syrian, but there's also a few members from other countries, as far away as Guatemala, Russia, and Germany. Alusi says that most people only think of war and poverty when they think of Syrians. One of the functions Mosaic serves is to share the richness of Syrian culture. This also helps the Syrians themselves rekindle the feeling of pride they have for their nation.
When I teach a foreigner my language, it gives me strength somehow. Because, you know, everyone thinks that the Syrian is only poor people and beggars and they feel pity. But we, at the time we sing, we feel strong, we feel proud, we feel presenting ourselves in a good way.
Omar Awad, the one who's here for the first time, comes over with an excited look on his face. He decided to join the choir, and they said yes. And he's looking forward to performing, maybe even in the group's next concert. Nick Ashdown, DW, Istanbul.